Torah portion number 19, Teruma, which means in Hebrew, contribution. From the Torah portion, we have the Exodus, chapter 25, verse 1, through chapter 27, verse 19.
Then Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak with the sons of Israel, so that they take a contribution for me. From every man whose heart is willing, you shall take my contribution. And this is the contribution which you shall take from them: gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet material, fine linen, goat hair, ram skins dyed red, porpoise skins, acacia wood, oil for lighting, spices for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, onyx stones, and setting stones for the ephod and for the breastpiece. And let them make a sanctuary for me, that I may dwell among them. According to all that I am going to show you, as the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furniture, just so you shall make it. And they shall make an ark of acacia wood 2.5 cubits long, and 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. You shall overlay it with pure gold, inside and out you shall overlay it, and you shall make a gold molding around it. You shall cast 4 gold rings for it, and fasten them on its 4 feet, and 2 rings shall be on one side of it, and 2 rings on the other side of it. You shall make poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold. You shall put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark, to carry the ark with them. The poles shall remain in the rings of the ark, they shall not be removed from it. You shall put into the ark the testimony which I shall give you. You shall make a mercy seat of pure gold, 2.5 cubits long and 1.5 cubits wide. You shall make 2 cherubim of gold, make them of hammered work at the 2 ends of the mercy seat. Make 1 cherub at one end and 1 cherub at the other end. From one piece you shall make the mercy seat with the cherubim at its 2 ends. The cherubim shall have their wings spread upward, covering the mercy seat with their wings, with their faces toward one another. The faces of the cherubim are to be toward the mercy seat. You shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony which I will give to you. There I will meet with you, and from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubim which are upon the ark of the testimony, I will speak to you about all which I will command you for the sons of Israel. You shall make a table of acacia wood, 2 cubits long and 1 cubit wide and 1.5 cubits high. You shall overlay it with pure gold and make a gold border around it. You shall make for it a rim of a handbreadth around it, and you shall make a gold border for the rim around it. You shall make 4 gold rings for it and put rings on the 4 corners which are on its 4 feet. The rings shall be close to the rim as holders for the poles to carry the table. You shall make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold, so that with them the table may be carried. You shall make its dishes and its pans and its jars and its offering bowls with which to pour drink offerings. You shall make them of pure gold. You shall set the bread of the presence on the table before me at all times. Then you shall make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand, its base, and its shaft are to be made of hammered work, its cups, its bulbs, and its flowers shall be of the same piece. 6 branches shall go out from its sides, 3 branches of the lampstand from its one side and 3 branches of the lampstand from its other side. 3 cups shall be shaped like almond blossoms in the one branch, a bulb and a flower, and 3 cups shaped like almond blossoms in the other branch, a bulb and a flower, so for the 6 branches going out from the lampstand, and in the lampstand 4 cups shaped like almond blossoms, its bulbs and its flowers. And a bulb shall be under the first pair of branches coming out of it, and a bulb under the second pair of branches coming out of it, and a bulb under the third pair of branches coming out of it, for the 6 branches coming out of the lampstand. Their bulbs and their branches shall be of the same piece, all of it shall be one piece of hammered work of pure gold. Then you shall make its lamps 7 in number, and they shall mount its lamps so as to shed light on the space in front of it. And its tongs and their trays shall be of pure gold. It shall be made from a talent of pure gold, with all these utensils. And see that you make them after the pattern for them, which was shown to you on the mountain. Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twisted linen and blue and purple and scarlet material. You shall make them with cherubim, the work of a skillful designer. The length of each curtain shall be 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. All the curtains shall have the same measurements. 5 curtains shall be joined to one another, and the other 5 curtains shall be joined to one another. And you shall make loops of blue on the edge of the outermost curtain in the one set, and likewise you shall make them on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in the second set. You shall make 50 loops in the one curtain, and you shall make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is in the second set. The loops shall be opposite each other. You shall make 50 clasps of gold, and you shall join the curtains to one another with the clasps so that the tabernacle will be a unit. Then you shall make curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle. You shall make 11 curtains in all. The length of each curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. The 11 curtains shall have the same measurements. And you shall join 5 curtains by themselves, and the other 6 curtains by themselves, and you shall double over the 6th curtain at the front of the tent. You shall make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in the one set, and 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in the second set. You shall make 50 clasps of bronze, and you shall put the clasps into the loops and join the tent together so that it will be one unit. The overlapping part that is left over in the curtains of the tent, the half curtain that is left over, shall lap over the back of the tabernacle. The cubit on one side and the cubit on the other, of what is left over in the length of the curtains of the tent, shall lap over the sides of the tabernacle on one side and on the other to cover it. You shall make a covering for the tent of ram skins dyed red and a covering of porpoise skins above. Then you shall make the boards for the tabernacle of acacia wood, standing upright. 10 cubits shall be the length of each board, and 1.5 cubits the width of each board. There shall be 2 tenons for each board, fitted to one another. Thus you shall do for all the boards of the tabernacle. You shall make the boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side. You shall make 40 bases of silver under the 20 boards, 2 bases under one board for its 2 tenons, and 2 bases under another board for its 2 tenons, and for the second side of the tabernacle, on the north side, 20 boards, and their 40 bases of silver, 2 bases under one board and 2 bases under another board. For the rear of the tabernacle, to the west, you shall make 6 boards. You shall make 2 boards for the corners of the tabernacle at the rear. They shall be separated beneath, but together at their completion at its top, at the first ring. Thus it shall be with both of them, they shall form the 2 corners. There shall be 8 boards with their bases of silver, 16 bases, 2 bases under one board and 2 bases under another board. Then you shall make bars of acacia wood, 5 for the boards of one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the side of the tabernacle for the rear side to the west. The middle bar in the center of the boards shall pass through from end to end. You shall overlay the boards with gold and make their rings of gold as holders for the bars, and you shall overlay the bars with gold. Then you shall erect the tabernacle according to its plan which you have been shown in the mountain. You shall make a veil of blue and purple and scarlet material and fine twisted linen. It shall be made with cherubim, the work of a skillful designer. You shall hang it on 4 pillars of acacia overlaid with gold, their hooks also being of gold, on 4 bases of silver. You shall hang up the veil under the clasps, and you shall bring in the ark of the testimony there within the veil, and the veil shall separate for you the holy place and the holy of holies. You shall put the mercy seat on the ark of the testimony in the holy of holies. You shall set the table outside the veil and the lampstand opposite the table on the side of the tabernacle toward the south, and you shall put the table on the north side. You shall make a screen for the doorway of the tent of blue and purple and scarlet material and fine twisted linen, the work of a weaver. You shall make 5 pillars of acacia for the screen and overlay them with gold, their hooks also being of gold, and you shall cast 5 bases of bronze for them. And you shall make the altar of acacia wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. The altar shall be square, and its height shall be 3 cubits. You shall make its horns on its 4 corners, its horns shall be of the same piece, and you shall overlay it with bronze. You shall make its pots for removing its ashes, and its shovels, and its bowls, and its flesh hooks, and its fire pans. You shall make all its utensils of bronze. You shall make for it a grating, a network of bronze, and on the net you shall make four bronze rings at its four corners. You shall put it beneath, under the ledge of the altar, so that the net will reach halfway down the altar. You shall make poles for the altar, poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with bronze. Its poles shall be inserted into the rings, so that the poles shall be on the two sides of the altar when it is carried. You shall make it hollow with planks, as it was shown to you in the mountain, so they shall make it. You shall make the court of the tabernacle. On the south side there shall be hangings for the court of fine twisted linen, 100 cubits long for one side, and its pillars shall be 20, with their 20 bases of bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their bands shall be of silver. Likewise for the north side in length there shall be hangings 100 cubits long, and its 20 pillars with their 20 bases of bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their bands shall be of silver. For the width of the court on the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits with their 10 pillars and their 10 bases. The width of the court on the east side toward the sunrise shall be 50 cubits. The hangings for the one side of the gate shall be 15 cubits with their 3 pillars and their 3 bases. And for the other side shall be hangings of 15 cubits with their 3 pillars and their 3 bases. And as for the gate of the court, there shall be a screen of 20 cubits, of blue and purple and scarlet material and fine twisted linen, the work of a weaver, with their 4 pillars and their 4 bases. All the pillars around the court shall be furnished with silver bands, with their hooks of silver and their bases of bronze. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits, and the width 50 throughout, and the height 5 cubits of fine twisted linen, and their bases of bronze. All the utensils of the tabernacle used in all its service, and all its pegs, and all the pegs of the court, shall be of bronze.
From the Haftorah, 1 Kings, chapter 5, verse 12, through chapter 6, verse 13. Now Yahweh gave wisdom to Solomon, just as he promised him, and there was peace between Hiram and Solomon, and the two of them cut a covenant. And King Solomon raised up forced laborers from all Israel, and the forced laborers numbered 30,000 men. And he sent them to Lebanon, 10,000 a month in shifts. They were in Lebanon a month and 2 months at home. And Adoniram was over the forced laborers. And Solomon had 70,000 who carried loads, and 80,000 hewers of stone in the mountains, besides Solomon's 3,300 chief deputies who were over the project and who ruled over the people who were doing the work. Then the king commanded, and they quarried great stones, precious stones, to lay the foundation of the house with cut stones. So Solomon's builders and Hiram's builders and the Gebalites carved them out and prepared the timbers and the stones to build the house. The house of Solomon built for Yahweh. Now it happened in the 480th year after the sons of Israel came out of the land of Egypt, in the 4th year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month of Ziv, which is the 2nd month, that he began to build the house of Yahweh. As for the house which King Solomon built for Yahweh, its length was 60 cubits, and its width 20 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. And the porch in front of the nave of the house was 20 cubits in length, corresponding to the width of the house, and its depth along the front of the house was 10 cubits. Also for the house he made windows with artistic frames. And he built against the wall of the house stories encompassing the walls of the house around both the nave and their inner sanctuary. Thus he made side chambers all around. The lowest story was 5 cubits wide, and the middle was 6 cubits wide, and the third was 7 cubits wide. For on the outside he made offsets in the wall of the house all around, in order that the beams would not be inserted in the walls of the house. The house, while it was built of stone, prepared at the quarry. And there was neither hammer, nor axe, nor any iron tool heard in the house while it was being built. The doorway was for the lowest side chamber, was on the right side of the house, and they would go up by winding stairs to the middle story, and from the middle to the third. So he built the house and completed it, and he paneled the house with beams and planks of cedar. He also built the stories against the whole house, each 5 cubits high, and they were fastened to the house with timbers of cedar. And the word of Yahweh came to Solomon, saying, "Concerning this house which you are building, if you will walk in my statutes, and do my judgments, and keep all my commandments by walking in them, then I will establish my word with you, which I spoke to David your father. And I will dwell amongst the sons of Israel, and will not forsake my people Israel." And from the Berit Hadashah, we have the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 9 through verse 27. The New Jerusalem. Then came one of the seven angels, holding the seven bowls full of the seven final plagues. And he spoke with me, saying, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." Then he carried me away in the Ruach to a great and high mountain. And he showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, her radiance like a most precious stone, like a jasper, sparkling like crystal. She had a great high wall with 12 gates, and above the gates 12 angels. On the gates were inscribed the names of the 12 tribes of Bnei Israel. 3 gates on the east, 3 gates on the north, 3 gates on the south, and 3 gates on the west. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them the 12 names of the 12 emissaries of the Lamb. The angel speaking with me had a gold measuring rod to measure the city and its gates and walls. The city is laid out as a square, its length the same as its width. He measured the city with the rod, 12,000 stadia. Its length and width and height are equal. He also measured its wall, 144 cubits by human measurement, which is also an angel's measurement. The material of the city's wall was jasper, while the city was pure gold, clear as glass. The foundations of the city wall were decorated with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second, sapphire, the third, chalcedony, the fourth, emerald, the fifth, sardonyx, the sixth, carnelian, the seventh, yellow topaz, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, topaz, the tenth, chrysoprase, the 11th, jacinth, the 12th, amethyst, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each of the gates was from a single pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, transparent as glass. I saw no temple in her, for its temple is Adonai Elohim Tezvaot and the Lamb. And the city has no need for the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God lights it up, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations shall walk by its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory into it. Its gates shall never be shut by day, for there shall be no night there, and they shall bring into it the glory and honor of the nations. And nothing unholy shall ever enter it, nor anyone doing what is detestable or false, but only those written in the book of life.